want you to hit me as hard as you can.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the DeathDoorProds.com sequel week. Today, let's watch Final Destination 5.
Oh, I fucking hate this choice.
Yes. Guess whose choice this was?
Was this your choice?
Yes, it was.
You son of a bitch.
Then
again, I had to admit that we haven't done a horrible movie since Transformers 3. It's about time we did a commentary for a bad movie again.
Yeah, so, well, as usual, this commentary track is brought to you by Audible.com. Go to audibletrial.com/deathdoorprods to sign up for a free 14-day trial and to get a free audiobook. And Busted Tees, you can click the link in the description below to get yourself 4 t-shirts and save yourself 60% off the collective total of them. We also have our own shirts, click below, or go to ddprods.spreadshirt.com to get check out some sweet shirts. They're $20 up to triple XL, then it's $20 up to triple XL, then anything above that is 24.
Well, 3XL and up, so anything else, okay. 2XL is $20, 24XL or 4XL.
Okay.
I want 6XL.
Shut up.
Okay. We also have hoodies.
Ooh!
Yeah, and we also have a Rocket Hub. So you get that link in the description. Click that and help donate some money. It'll make all this sound better. It'll give us better equipment to make this shit sound and work more awesomely.
Yeah.
Yes. And it'll keep us warm in the cold nights, because like everyone who works on the internet is alone. No, dude. Bobby and Ninja Kitty, you two work on the internet, but you think you're together, but believe me, you're alone.
You're alone.
If you are alone, so
you're
alone.
You're just living in the wrong place, man.
You're alone. These you sneak up on you. No one wants your back.
No, I have a locked closet in my back.
On your back?
Yeah. My back is a locked closet.
I thought he said in his back.
Yeah, that's what he was.
In his back door.
Yeah, that's what he was. I just open up my back, just like push the spine aside, open up the closet, and got my winter coat. It's my body runs on clothing.
Okay, so
So yes, I am, of course, your host, the Dead Man. Joining me today, as always, we have Bojan.
I thought I had something clever to say, but I forgot it.
Shax.
You don't have anything clever to say.
And Ninja Kitty. Is she asleep already?
Don't wake her up!
Sorry, I just lost the sound for a second.
Hey, that was not me.
Yeah, well, Ninja Kitty's here.
Yes, I am here.
Okay, so, like I said, today we are watching Final Destination 5. This came out on Blu-ray and DVD earlier this month, I think. It either is out or is not out yet, and we got it through illegal means.
Oh, yeah. Who would do that?
Stupid. Yeah, who would do that? But just so people out there know, myself and Shax are using a different version of Final Destination 5 from Bojan. So we have it kind of set up so that it might work. So when we start, you're going to hear us say logo to see if we actually get it synced up right. And it might be a second or two off.
And this can help you guys sync it up. When you're watching it, too, when we say logo, that's when the Warner Brothers logo should be appearing.
Yes. Okay, so, remember Shax and Bobby, when the Warner Brothers logo shows up, you say logo. Ready?
Yep.
Yes, we are also watching this on VLC Media Player. So in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. Logo.
Logo.
Oh, not... Wow, my shit's... Oh.
So just pause for a second and then you should be caught up.
No, yeah. My shit's... Holy shit, it's chopping up bad.
Oh. God damn it, Shax.
God!
Should we stop and start over again? Oh, explosion.
Explosion!
Guess who's still at the logo?
No, like what? Okay, so
I'm
there's
still at the logo.
Oh, wow. Guess the little title card just showed up. Boom,
I am
skulls.
I'm still at the logo right now.
Fast forward, like, 10
stop.
Seconds.
Yeah. Stop, play, and then stop, play, and then pick a time before, pick a time after a minute 30, and we'll bring you in there. Okay, well, yeah, so just while Steve's doing that, just, I want to say that this is one big problem that I have with this movie. Like, this opening title sequence, this is all like, oh yeah, we've been around, this is the fifth movie, here's everyone died in the first few.
Let me know when you guys are at 2 minutes.
Okay.
How about find where it actually starts playing the movie? And we'll let you know when
they're using the same file, so you can say 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, they are using the same, okay.
Well, David Kushner! It's a shame, because I actually like him. And Tony Todd. Exploding Chinese food.
Did someone actually die by exploding Chinese food?
I think so. I think at the first one, like, someone's microwave explodes.
No,
okay,
no.
Three. Computer, okay, checks two. One. Go, checks.
Okay. It's impossible for your microwave.
I see a name with some scissors.
Yep, yes, and this is how someone dies in the fourth one.
But it's just microwave.
That's the third one.
Blood. Ooh, I like that.
Nope, it's nails.
Nails, yeah.
Coffee cup? I think that's the fourth one, too.
Well, by coffee cup?
No, actually, they're in a coffee shop, and they get hit by a truck.
I remember that one. That's the teacher from the first movie.
Yeah, that's the first one. So, that's the second one.
I didn't actually watch two.
It was bad. That's four.
I watched one and three and four, not two.
That one's four.
Oh. This is also the look. It's 3D. It's 3D still, and it's more 3D.
Is this movie supposed to be 3D?
Yeah.
I think so.
Oh.
That's four.
Why is it flying towards you?
That's three, right?
No, the tire. That's four.
Yeah.
That's one.
One.
Now it's five before or after the Final Destination.
You'll see.
All right.
Like, that kind of, that gets into spoiler territory. That's three, that's four. The racist gets killed with that thing. Yeah, the racist death was so stupid.
Serves him right.
No, it's like, well, that's two. And so, like, what happens to the racist is, like, he goes, like, put, like, a burning cross on a black guy's lawn. But then, like, his car, like, his car actually gets put in the drive and, like, a chain starts dropping out the back. And he's, like, walking in the bottle after. He's like, ah! And so, we got a buffet.
Ooh, waffles.
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 It's been so long since I've had waffles. Hey, Miles Fisher. So I'm just...
That kid looks familiar.
Yeah, he was from Fired Up. That guy's from Megabot Go.
I don't think I've ever seen either of those.
Yeah, Megabot Go is like a web series. It's like a parody of like Power Rangers stuff, where a bunch of guys in a giant robot in different colored suits.
Nice.
It's really good. Like, he's the leader, but he's also an alcoholic.
Nice.
Yes, yeah, so, like, it's the point where he's just like drunk, just like crying in the middle robot.
Oh no. Break up.
Well, maybe the bitch will die.
You'll see.
Why do I feel like I've seen this?
Because
it's like every other Final Destination.
Yeah.
It's like, you felt like you've seen it before. You felt like you've seen it, it's because it's Final Destination. Like, I do love...
I've seen this movie.
It's like, I do love, like, the first one and the third one, but they are all essentially the same movie.
Did they recycle actors or something, or...?
Nope.
No.
Nope, the only actor they... Well, the only actors that have been brought back have been Ali Larter and Tony Todd. It's like... Wait, so naked team building, so it's an orgy?
I guess so. They're going to have an orgy in the back of that van, seeing those are both things that happened in 1975.
Yeah. And that van has fucking tribal tats on it.
God, that's horrible. That dude is a tribal tattoo. Look at him.
Yeah, and he's fucking douchey British.
Can you get a couple more rings on your fucking finger, douchebag?
We got a gig on Sunday.
We got a gig on Sunday, cheerio.
It's like, I gotta have 7 more rings on my fingers by then.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, wow.
Boom! Just a back and forth bitch fest.
Wow, why are they such assholes to each other? Why has everyone got a fucking attitude?
This guy, I fucking hate this guy.
I'm starting to hate all of them.
That's good. I would hate to have them kill off some actually interesting and likable characters.
Yes, like it didn't 3.
None of them had interesting characters.
I like 2 and 3. I like 1 and 3, okay?
Well, I mean, yeah, but none of them had good, interesting characters.
Yes, so my villain was kind of creeped up by Miles Fisher's eyebrows.
I want to stab his eyebrows. Oh, here's my man!
David Kushner.
This makes me think of Tom Cruise, those eyebrows.
Yeah, that's the joke. Like in a superhero movie, he played Tom Cruise.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like when he was doing a parody of his "I'm in Love with Katie Holmes" thing. It's like, oh, I can fly. I can fly. And then it's like, Tom Cruise is dead.
Why has everyone got a fucking attitude? Where's show initiative?
Stan, but his name is Sam. It's like, nice to see you, Sam. It's Sam, sir. You just correct me.
Oh, this is part of the movie where they show a bunch of dangerous stuff, but it's not going to kill anybody.
You'll see.
Oh, no. There's the black guy. I say the black guy because he's probably the only one other than the one in the background.
No, I swear to God, I've seen this.
You've not seen this.
No, I recognize this.
Oh, dude. Even this guy has an attitude.
Yeah, but that's his actual character trait.
Right, and it kind of takes away when everyone else has the same attitude of being fuck you to each other.
Yeah, if there's one asshole in the movie, it sticks out. If everyone's an asshole, it's goddamn annoying.
Well, he's not really an asshole. The main white guy's not really an asshole.
Is this the main white guy?
Yes.
Opposed to the main black guy. I mean, there's the only one.
No, there's one other, Tony Todd.
Oh, yeah. But, is he... never mind.
He's the mortician.
Right.
But it's weird. Like, I refer to him as the under... Like, I posted a trailer for this. I refer to him as the Undertaker.
Oh, why? Where's the rest of her pants at?
She was never wearing pants. She was wearing a skirt.
Okay.
Okay, so while... I posted a trailer for this. I referred to him as the Undertaker. And then all of a sudden, every single comment was, the Undertaker's in this movie? Oh, I didn't know this was a WWE movie.
Oh my God, watch your step.
Dun, dun, dun.
Like, that's it? That's your premonition? Fuck you, movie. I already hate you.
You'll see his premonition. Oh, look, the tape is ripped.
The first one had such build-up.
It's like, oh, look, 180.
This one's just fucking corny.
They had 180.
They all are after the first one.
Yeah, but they had 180. So, quota met.
Yeah, don't worry, because you might trip. land on your nose and the cartilage in your nose like shoved up in your brain and it kills you. Mm. Could happen. Has happened to people. It's sad.
Look at that phone. Look at that fucking phone.
I can't get out of the 90s. Just the sound of it.
What? Oh, man, I hope he doesn't get off the bus.
Bald's the new black.
Yep, bald's the new black.
So what, I'm a black man now?
The danger is his...
Look, logs.
Uh-oh, logs.
Like in the second one.
It's funny, like, I remember watching the commentary to the second one, and they're talking about, they looked at footage of logs falling off trucks, and what they actually do is they just kind of roll off the side of the road, so they had to, like, you know, digitally animate them to bounce around on the road like they did in the second one. So logs are really no threat whatsoever.
So they individually composited each individual log?
Just the ones that, like, they used to, like, you know, like, smash through windows of cars and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
God!
Steve!
Like, I don't know. They're trying to do the same build-up that they did in the first one, and it just does not work.
Yeah, because the first one was that kind of thing. Like, it hadn't really been seen before as, like, you know, death as the bad guy.
Oh, a bucket fell. There it is. It's going to cause a tidal wave.
Yeah, the bucket falls in and it pisses off the sea people.
I wonder if in real life, if a school trip would go across the bridge that's under construction.
This isn't a school trip, though. This is a company retreat.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah, these people are like in their 20s.
What an asshole.
Well, just killed everyone. Yeah. Like, I got hepatitis.
Blood poisoning.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a callback to 3. Like, in 3, they kept coming back to the same song. It's like, there is someone walking behind you. Like, they kept coming back to that song.
That happens in, I think, well, the first one doesn't, but it's John Denver's playing while he's in the toilet in the airport. And the whole thing was, oh, John Denver died in a plane crash.
Huh. I did not know that.
Yeah. Something's... wrong.
Really?
Yeah,
you
really.
Expect me to fucking buy that?
Yeah.
You just gotta shut your brain off for it and let it go.
Mm-hmm.
I'm loving it now.
Yeah.
It's so ridiculous. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
No, really? Come on. This is happening.
Yeah. Like, this is a big problem with the movie. Like, even with this thing, like, who cares if it's unfucking believable? It's just kind of boring. Like, look at this. It's just kind of boring.
Yeah.
Like, why did you jump that thing?
Why not?
Like, even when he's screaming, like, nah, boring. Just snicked.
Uh-oh, bam!
You can see how they would have 3D'd that.
Yeah, that was totally trying to be 3D. God, so gimmick.
Yeah.
That was her own fault that she died. She was like, okay, they're all running off. He ran to the side, the appropriate side away from the break. And she's like, oh, a break, I'm going to take a few steps towards it.
Yeah. See, he didn't get off the bus.
Oh, I bet this is going to be 3D.
That was so fucking long.
Oh my god, I now realize that every death in this movie is going to be something shooting towards the screen. 3D is such a fucking gimmick.
Yeah, and just look at this, it's all really boring.
I mean,
it's fall apart like that.
Yeah, it's over in seconds.
Not to mention, all those cables aren't going to break. They're adhered to the fucking metal bars that are underneath the cement.
It's just, this is like the most ridiculous out of all the beginning disasters. I mean, the other ones kind of made sense. Like the racetrack, something like that could happen. This, some guys saw it in the concrete and that's going to cause this to happen? That's bullshit.
Yeah. Like, this is bullshit, because you saw her not 5 minutes ago, looking around, like, walking around, fine, without her glasses.
Yeah, they especially when she's being a bitch.
They needed to throw in Velma from Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, it's like she's like if Velma was a whore. Yeah, like without her glasses, her eyes look too far apart.
They probably are too far apart, and they use the glasses to.
But she doesn't have her glasses on. She has Down syndrome.
Like the glasses are just keeping her eyes at the right length together, right length apart.
I hope she gets harpooned on the same. Oh no!
That is not how you hit water if you want to survive.
I'm alive! I'm alive! Oh no!
Not for long.
She didn't even try to move.
See if she held.
This is actually funny.
Oh.
It's funny. Damn. I think it might be a couple seconds behind this, Shax, but I saw like a behind the scenes thing that they did for this. Where it was like him, he's like tied like a harness, he's just running along, he gets yanked to the side, and they do like the CGI that with him with dummy.
Yeah.
He just mask out everything and put him into the dummy.
Why are the cables breaking?
Oh no, David Kushner!
They put the cables into the metal bars that are underneath.
Oh, David Kushner, no, you were the only... Oh no, David Kushner, you're the only good actor in this movie.
Whee! Is Lizzie his gay lover? Hurry!
No, that's his best friend. No, that's his buddy.
Oh.
That's his hombre.
It's probably why he's the only person they weren't assholes to each other.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen!
All this happened because some dude was sawing into concrete.
Yes, all this happened because some dude was doing construction.
Yeah, that's so stupid.
God forbid they ever have to do construction on any suspension bridge.
You're definitely right, Deadman. This is... Even all the deaths are mostly boring, except for the one guy.
Yeah, that guy.
That's interesting.
Yeah, that one guy. Yeah, that guy.
It would have been cool. It would have been awesome if his death would have been getting stabbed by a cone.
Oh, look at that. Look at that.
Oh, his eye's like way different.
His eye looks like a fucking anime eye.
What the hell was that?
He got.
Well, that looked cool.
He got
that was 3D gimmick.
Yeah. No, yeah. No, that wasn't. That wasn't just 3D. It was like fucking like prosthetics and snicked. Oh god, it looks so bad.
He has to fly towards the camera. Yeah. Everything's.
That looks like Jeff. Yeah, like his entire compositing right there looked like Jeff Bridges' face in Tron. Only worse.
Whoa! Wait a minute. He just cut himself again.
Oh. Oh no really way.
That in.
Oh, cuts out. Then dust in the wind.
I love how these visions only end up giving them, like, a couple seconds.
But lets them save, like, six people.
Yeah, and, like, half the people probably won't get off.
All gotta get off right now.
Get off the bridge, you're all gonna die, come on.
Didn't she just break up with them?
Yeah, why is he saving her? I would have left her there!
I've been like, bitch, sit the fuck back down.
In fact, I would have went out of my way to individually, secretly tell everyone except her on the bus.
Yeah. It's just like, oh shit, hey guys, the bridge is gonna collapse. Aren't we just gonna leave? Oh, David Kushner.
I love him in the Office and shit and Anchorman.
Yeah, he was great.
Oh god, shut him up.
Why did Slowpoke dude get out of the bathroom?
Yeah, what the fuck? Shouldn't he be in the bathroom right now?
No, like he was on the phone with like if that guy had stood up, he would have gone to the bathroom.
Get off the bus! What a fucking joke.
Why are they always jumping the barricades?
This is another thing that all these movies do that's ridiculous. Is like, when they were doing this first time, it took a while between when the bridge started to fall and when it did fall. But then when they go and do it for real, it's as quick as shit.
Yeah. It's fucking insane.
All the movies do that, and it's always insane.
Yeah, like, I think the...
I think the first one's not so bad because the only thing you see is the plane actually exploding.
Yeah.
When you saw the sequence, you saw everything leading up to it.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, definitely.
You know, the plane's just, outside just boom.
And it's kind of cool how, like, the gas break or the glass breaks behind them and shit when that happens.
Yes. And now we have this boring-ass motherfucker who's supposed to be, like, that one guy from the first movie.
It's always the same thing of, like, some FBI agent or
This is the second time they've done the FBI agent thing.
Well, I'm saying, like, I mean, like, in the first one, it was, like, the airport security team or whatever.
No, the first one was a cop.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah, then nothing in the second one, nothing in the third one, nothing in the fourth one, then an FBI agent.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And this is the second time they've used some kind of law enforcement officer. It actually kind of sucks that he's in this movie, because I actually kind of liked him to Fired Up.
I wonder, why is it that by now, everything that's happened with the other movies have to be known? Like, I mean, because each movie has, like, newspaper articles or stuff like that that people find or see about, oh, someone had a premonition, and then it happened, and people died. And then after the premonition, people died. Why is this guy, like, not like, you know what? I've heard about this happening about four times before. You might be onto something.
You will see.
All right. He was a fucking 10. Yeah. He got everyone off the bus.
Yeah. Try to cut my toes off. Yeah, it's like my girlfriend broke up with me, so I destroyed a bridge. Like, that is this guy's theory.
And when the bridge collapsed, I made sure to save the bitch.
Yeah. Like, the fuck, son?
And that part would be a lot more interesting and fun to watch if he was like, they showed him like asking the same question and they answer it. Like, he was like, how's the breakup on a scale of 1 to 10? And he was like, meh, a 1. And she was like, it was like a 10. He was a fucking crazy wreck.
You just go like back and forth. Like,
yeah.
It's like, how do you think he reacted? Oh, I think I handled it pretty well. You know, I was like an adult. Yeah. He cried, then threatened to cut his wrists. It's like he started crying, then tried to suffocate himself with waffles.
Of nature? There was nothing nature about that.
Yeah, no, what happened was they were cutting it, and then a strong gust of wind blew by.
Nature wasn't cutting it, we were.
It weakened, and then some wind blew by at the exact wrong moment. Or exact right moment, depending on how you look at it.
That was a freak act of bullshit.
Yes, that was a freak act of a set.
Yeah, as goofy as most of these intro accidents are, that is absolutely the worst I've seen.
Oh yeah, it was so bad. These movies used to have like the first four, they had kind of a like back and forth going. Like the first one was pretty good, the second one was shit, the third one was pretty good, the fourth one was shit. I kind of came into this expecting the fifth one to be pretty good.
No, honestly, I'm like, they killed the franchise at four. You know what they killed the franchise with? 3D. They beat it to death with 3D.
No, they beat it to death with The Final Destination.
In which they used what again?
3D. You're true, but I'm just saying the like referring to anything as The Final Destination, like, you know, The Final Friday, the Final Nightmare.
That's why I'm always confused on where The Final Destination fits into the series, because they don't put a number behind it and they kept making more of them. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, that was so ridiculous. And I would argue that they've gone worse and worse and worse from one movie to the next, because I personally liked the first one a lot. Second one's okay. Third, and well, this one and whatever other one I've seen are all shit. And they're just worse and worse as it went along.
I don't know
which other one I've seen besides three and this one, now that I'm watching it. David Kirkman, I just smile every time I see him.
Yeah, he's a funny guy.
He is. It's a shame that he's making this movie.
Yeah. I guess he needs the paycheck.
I mean, I'll give it to him. Like, you know, he's not like some crazy popular actor or anything. He's just making a movie.
Yeah.
You know what? For all those employee deaths, that's not many people.
Yeah.
A lot of them were very, very lonely.
They're going to have George Lucas remake this in like 10 years, and he'll digitally add more people.
That seems like in bad taste.
It was funny.
Yeah, it was funny, but it was still a little bit in bad taste.
Tony
Todd!
Yeah, shut up. What do you know about it? You've only been in every movie uselessly.
No, he's only actually been... He appeared in the first two, and then did a voiceover, I think, for the third or fourth.
No.
And he wasn't... Yeah, there was one of them that he wasn't in.
Well, I mean, okay, but all of them that he was in, he was useless, other than to explain the point of the movie, because they feel the viewers are too stupid to figure it out.
Yeah, true.
Actually, I feel in the first one, he added that degree of creepiness.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
You know, it wasn't just horror fest. Once you put in Tony Todd, it actually was a good horror movie.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm confused about what this guy's actual job is. Because, like, is he a sales guy? Is he, like, a sales rep at a paper company? Or is he a chef?
Maybe he has two jobs.
He's an intern at the paper company, and he's a chef.
Is that accurate?
Why would he be interning when he has a paying job that could lead to that is leading to him going to a huge culinary school in France?
I don't know. Maybe that's the thing, is he's interning this, and his job is the paper company. Dunder Mifflin, perhaps?
No, he's at Presage. I'm not sure if that guy's actually French or not.
It sounds like he's pretending to be French. I'm not sure.
Yeah. And they did not use rain well right there, because I could not tell it was raining until right there.
Yeah.
It's like, you need to like start pouring some milk or something, get like a rain rod. It's like, you gotta make it rain, playa. See, there,
he has to be in the strip club to do that.
Yeah, there it looks like it's raining.
No, that's just a leak coming off her roof.
What he just said, like, do you mind if I come in? She says yes, which means that she minds if he comes in.
But then she said go ahead.
Huh.
Or come on in, or something like that.
Yeah, she said that.
She's like, yeah, I mind, but you can come in.
I was like, yeah, come on in, Zip.
Oh, not the creepy kettle again.
Yeah, I'm starting to feel like already that this movie's going to just take ideas from the other movies. Maybe not take it for the kills or anything, but at least for the creep factor or the tension levels.
But it actually took some stuff out, because in the previous ones, it had clues. Like, it had clues where, like, people were, like, frantically trying to stop these deaths from happening. But this one just has that. It just has, like, lights flickering.
Really? Lights flickering?
That is it. And sometimes it's not even that. Sometimes it's just, like... There's like the world around them goes black for a second.
Yeah, I don't know, man. All the clues in all the movies I thought were just contrived. I mean, like, the first one had some good clues, but like the first one he got where the paper shreds and it shows his buddy's name, Todd, on his leg, the piece of paper, and then he's like, something bad's gonna happen. It's like, why would anyone think that? Why would that be your first thing that you jump to when the paper shreds and TOD is on, you know, your leg, and he's like, Todd, he's in trouble.
Maybe it was just like, oh, Toddy's in trouble. Maybe just like, okay, that's kind of weird. Maybe I should check on Todd.
Yeah. I haven't seen any of these movies in a long time, so I'm not exactly sure what I'm speaking about.
Yeah, you're right. Like, that did happen, but it's like that was kind of before he, like, discovered all that's before he discovered the pattern.
Right, and yeah, all I remember is he went to his house. Of course, by the time he got there, the dude was strangled. But
yeah. So like, what it was is like, Book got caught in a fan, and like cut the paper, started blowing over. Then Todd landed on his leg, and it's like, and so he just kind of looking at it, it's like, huh, that's kind of weird. I've been kind of feel this weird feeling all day. Maybe I should check on Todd.
Yeah. Did she just say he needs to move on?
Yes.
We've talked over it, but what's the reason for her wanting to break up with him?
Because she thinks that she is getting in the way of him doing what he loves, which is cooking.
Oh. What the fuck is
this? Wait. 1994. This is not a surprise prequel, is it?
You'll see.
Oh, shit.
So is that why that guy was stuck in the 90s? Because he was actually in the 90s?
Son of a bitch, it makes sense now.
You'll see.
We just did see.
No, up in my school in the gym, we have banners from 1978. That doesn't mean it's in the 80s.
Banner for what's going on right now.
What?
Movies don't do that.
And they're not awards. They both say
national champions. And like, it wasn't awards. It was banners like that from 1978.
The awards is the school has won. I know what you're talking about. The Asa and Casa ones. Whatever.
I appreciate this man's argument, but the fact that he said we'll see tells me, yes, it is the 90s.
This is one of the most drawn-out and most disappointing deaths in the entire movie.
Death.
See, that's the problem.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, God. The problem with the drawn-out, how when they do a drawn-out death, it sucks because they don't do it right. They don't. It seems like they want to be like Alfred Hitchcock and draw out the suspense. They just do a very poor job of it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in like the first movie, it wasn't so bad.
Yeah, like in the first and third one, in the third one, I think the third one was pretty good.
I mean, the first one is a good movie.
Yeah, because the first one is like the first time it happened. Like, you never really seen. All right, so there is no killer. There is no escape. You are going to die.
And they didn't. I mean, when they did show stuff leading up to it, they didn't do it. I don't know. The only bad part of what they're showing up, the leading up to, or anything like that, is the water that Todd slips on at the first death.
Yeah.
Then retracts itself.
Yeah.
Which made no sense, and it's never done that for the rest of the movie or any of these other movies.
Yeah.
Oh, her rubber bands.
Oh, it broke.
Oh, God. That means everything.
Yeah, ends. See? Right here. Right what's happening right now. Like, everything kind of dims a bit. There's no sound. It's pathetic fallacy of the universe. It's like, oh, there's a big sense of dread.
Yeah, see, that's the other thing, too, is, like, the old movies didn't do that. Like, these people didn't have feelings or anything like that.
Yeah, like it was just one guy who had the feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or there was a camera with pictures of their death on it or something like that.
Yeah, but even then the girl did have the feeling like, okay, so there's something weird going on. I should look at the pictures.
Yeah, and like the most there was, like in the first one, you can kind of sometimes see the reflection of death.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And she doesn't see it by looking down.
I know! It's like they're literally dancing around it.
Yes.
It's so pathetic.
It's like, oh, look at that ass.
I know.
Yeah. I was like, oh, thank God. It's like, oh,
no!
It's like, oh, thank God that ass is still in one piece.
He kind of like takes a deep breath. And is like, as if gymnastics have ever been seriously dangerous before this.
Well, gymnastics is seriously dangerous.
Come on.
Not seriously, dude. Like, I've seen people get like fucking paralyzed from gymnastics.
Okay.
People have the same kind of stuff as like they have in cheerleading. It's like in cheerleading, people fucking die almost as much as in football.
I'm sure as much as in football, no one dies in football.
Oh yeah, dude, people get fucking ripped up in football.
I'm sure they do, but it's like hardly ever an incident.
Yeah, like I watched this. Like, you ever watch Bullshit?
No.
Is this
the Penn & Teller show?
Yeah, the Penn & Teller show. It's actually really good. And they actually do, like, go through, they, like, give major examples of like a cheerleader training camp and stuff. Like the instructional officer who's there to, like, make sure that girls are okay, like, they don't go through any weird accidents or something. Like, this one girl, she just, like, fucking scrubs it. She could be seriously hurt, and the woman's just like, you okay? You okay? And she's like, ugh.
Well,
gets,
I don't want to say,
gets up,
like,
walks over
no
to her.
Way of any way to get injured or anything, but it's just so unlikely, and it's just...
Wait, watch.
Uh-oh, just look at this chain of events.
Oh,
come on!
What the hell?
The most annoying lead up to the most least anti the most anticlimactic death.
Happened to a body?
Yeah, that's incredibly stupid.
Oh, I fell the wrong way from like. Less than a meter high, and my whole body got mangled. Maybe she fell
broke in half.
Yeah,
I could see maybe her neck breaking.
Yeah, but
this is not gory enough.
Yeah, like, but I could see, like, you know, like her body folds over itself. You know, she may have, like, twisted a vertebrae or two.
God, that's hilarious. It's so bad. He's like,
like, oh God.
And I'm sorry, but why does powder being in your face make you let go of the bar and land on your neck?
Because plot?
Yeah. That's because it was written in the movie script. That's
yes.
It.
Power of myth.
She broke in half!
Don't you know, it's a common accident. People fall all the time, and of course, every single time, they're going to get their body mangled.
Yeah, a couple days ago, I tripped and fell at work, but I fell on my ass, but I literally should have been ripped in half.
Yeah, like, just today, I stubbed my toe, like my foot ripped in half. I now only have one foot.
Oh. Like, her body must have been made out of paper mache.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can break your spine, but you can be fine. Why does she die instantly?
Because...
Supposed to be from for a vertebrae break from the neck up.
Well, maybe because her ribs like broke into her lungs.
She would not have an instant death.
Yeah,
death would be to the nervous system or the brain.
Yeah, but she didn't really have an instant death. Like, she was still twitching and stuff. She was still blinking.
I don't think so. She would have bled out first. She didn't really bleed.
She was bleeding out the mouth. Because, you know, everyone bleeds out the mouth. Like, I remember in 4, a girl gets, like, her foot caught in a gear and she starts bleeding out of her mouth.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. That was ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah, okay, then it's 4 I've seen.
You see, right there, she looks pretty hot.
Alright, so yeah, so he's just, like, doing co-op or something or co-ed. Or whatever.
Co-op.
Yeah, with the wow. the restaurant. Holy shit.
I'm surprised it doesn't happen more often. Well, yeah, there you go. She's realistic. What does that mug say? That red mug, what does that say?
Oh, shit.
Dennis something.
Denny's?
No, Dennis. Yeah, his name is Dennis.
Okay. It's probably like Dennis, World's Greatest Boss or some shit. Mm.
This guy is just a cunt.
God, he dresses like a fucking...
There's much he does.
What is he gonna... Oh, God, why do they gotta make the nerd guy so pathetic?
Well, here's the thing. He has biddies. Like, he has women constantly calling him. Plus, you know, he's just a horrible person.
I hope he dies right now. Just die. I hope he just has a heart attack and dies.
You'll see how he dies.
Just po- poked himself with a fucking tack. Yeah. Why is how there you, aged blood?
Yeah, how do you do that?
You see, here's what happens. When you are stupid enough, regular biology doesn't apply to you.
Yeah, when you're a script to a horror movie, you don't make sense.
This isn't a horror movie.
Well, you know what I mean. It's fucking hilarious, dude.
Whiskey. Let's get fucking drunk.
I hope they all get drunk and just die of alcohol poisoning right now. End of movie.
Yeah. Like, did you hear? It's like, you sure you want to share that? Yeah, she's like, are you sure you don't want to get really drunk?
You should pour the whiskey all over the slut's mouth to get away all the diseases.
Yeah. Yeah, just like, get out the boombox, just make it rain. See? What? He saw right.
Shut off your 1994 phone and die. Why did he take his glasses off?
I don't know. Because it wants to be like, because it wants to be like, yeah.
What? What is this, a doctor's office?
Yep. Dick. It's like, because that's all you can get, bitch.
Oh.
Skeevy little motherfucker.
Is he going to die by her just, like, chopping his head off or something? Because I'd really like that.
You'll see.
I hope she just strangles him. I just want him to die. I just want him to just, like, disappear. I'd rather someone go back into time and kill his grandfather so he just never exists. And that's how he dies.
How did this guy get laid?
I don't think he does get laid. I think he overcompensates.
Is it a guy, or is it a fat chick?
Okay. You'll see.
Well, those are not fat chick arms.
That was the best part of the whole movie.
That is kind of funny.
You see, this place would not stay in business if that kept happening.
Yeah.
So how many times are we going to have to watch a screw come out of something? Let's take bets right now. I'm going with four.
How many are left? There's two, three, four there, plus Dennis the bald. Three more. Uh-oh, there's a sign!
Uh-oh, the picture cracked over your face.
Wait, did it just reference the roller coaster from the third movie?
I don't know.
How so?
I thought I saw the words roller coaster and I had a head of a devil.
Maybe.
Oh, maybe.
Here's something maybe you guys can explain to me. Why is it that when somebody's like depressed and wants to get drunk, they always end up pouring themselves like one finger of whatever they're drinking?
Usually when you're drinking straight liquor, that's what you do a lot of times. Like,
yeah, you do that, but like I'm talking about, like, they're depressed. They want to get, like, they want to just, like, drink until they cannot feel the pain anymore. So they end up, like, going, like, pour, drink. Well, it is drink right from the bottle.
Have you ever drank liquor straight from the bottle in big chugs?
Yes.
You have?
Yes.
And no, you've not got fucked up from it?
I was in university, okay? I was up at Sudbury. They were like, hey, man, here's some liquor.
And you chugged it?
Yeah, I tried it. Burned.
No, tried it or chugged it. There's a difference there.
There's a big fucking difference there.
With what they're drinking, the way they're drinking it, it's like, ooh, yeah, there's a bite there probably, depending on what they're drinking. Now, so you drink like just enough to feel that bite. But if you take a huge chug out of alcohol, you're going to be like, ugh!
No, but like, I'm not talking about a huge chug. I'm just talking about like you just swing the bottle back once. It's like, nope. And just do that. I'm not talking, but instead they have to like keep pouring it into the glass, then drinking it.
I think that's just a classy thing, I guess.
Fuck class, they're depressed. They want to drink away the pain. They don't need class for that.
It makes them feel better. They think that they're not drinking as much.
It's the same reason, I guess, that like my buddy, when he drinks beer, he always uses a glass to pour the bottle of beer in, where I just drink it out of the bottle. That's, I don't know.
Well, something dropped out of that pipe. We have murder.
Oh, shit. That means that kid did it when he saw things.
Yeah. Like somehow that kid managed to like manipulate the condensation on that pipe.
Yeah.
We got needles.
Unless everyone, what a dumbass.
Yeah, what a cunt.
Which, why the fuck were they not sterilized in the first place?
Because she's stupid. Like, you think I'm stupid?
I think she's just sterilizing them in front of him because he's complaining.
Yeah. Racist. Does acupuncture actually work?
I think acupuncture works like hypnotizing does. Like, you have to believe it works for it to work.
No, it hits specific nerves in your body.
Does it?
Yeah. You can actually look it up on the internet. There's charts and stuff to show where what specific points. It's the same thing about the feet. You know all nerves are connected in your feet, right?
Yep.
Right.
It's the same principle.
3D.
I hope he falls asleep and then dies. Because that has to be, like, the worst way to die.
Of course it wouldn't really kill you.
Like that'd be kind of grueling to die, because, like, when you're asleep, you probably wouldn't feel.
Yeah, you wouldn't even know you're dead. That's depressing. That's, like, the one way I don't want to die. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, death is here.
He just showed up.
And he's like, yo, dogs, what's up? I'm death.
I was
There's
a little
nothing
late,
dangerous
sorry.
About incense. There's nothing dangerous about incense.
Oh yeah, well this movie proves otherwise.
Yeah, but this is incense and alcohol.
Yeah. If anyone ever tries to quote one of these movies for proof of something, you know you're speaking with an idiot.
Yeah. It's like, hey man, incense are dangerous, man.
I like the idea that someone's out there saying, see, that's why you don't use incense. Oh, he landed on his stomach, of course. Come on, those needles, they're little bitty
things. He's not dead yet.
See, that implied that all those pins numbed his entire body, which it doesn't do.
Yeah, he just knocked himself out. Like, he didn't want to move too much because he, like, was afraid of what the needles would do.
And I don't think those needles work that way. I mean, because they always look so rubbery, I guess. They always look so flexible, not like that. Look how thick that nail is.
No, they're not like that. That's ridiculous.
That's a movie needle.
Yeah.
You see the way he threw that? He's like,
Oh, my 1994 phone. Gotta grab that.
No, don't try opening the door before, like, spazzing and backing up. Don't try opening the door at all.
What if you're covered in needles and you have fire flying at you?
Really?
Yep.
Really?
Yep. Then all that build up, and then, whoop, the statue broke.
Yeah, like, what? All right, dude. Come on, just go get another girl. You're a good-looking guy.
Hey, come on! You managed to fuck an entire cheerleader camp.
Yeah.
Well, you and your buddy did. Fired Up was a pretty good movie.
I'm done listening to you talk now.
What Fired Up was kind of shitty, but it was my kind of shitty.
Fair enough.
Like, I have a very bizarre fondness for really terrible movies.
Obviously, you're making us watch this.
No, I do not like this movie.
I swear to God, that guy does not have a job.
Why do they care?
Because it was a friend of theirs, I guess.
That's
real easy to do. Just like. Like, sure, you can do that. Just like, all right, there's a police line. Do not cross. I'm going to cross it.
I don't understand. He seems to work for the company that is doing what they're doing. So why is he like, yeah, see, coroner.
Coroner.
Yeah, exactly, coroner.
Yeah, but like the first two, he was a mortician.
It's practically the same thing.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know if there's much of a difference there.
Yeah, there is. The coroner actually, like, dissects the bodies to, in order to, like, determine cause of death.
Morticians do the same thing.
Coroners are more official
by the police.
Like, you see, what he was doing was he was working at a funeral home, preserving the bodies, preparing them for funerals.
They do both. Morticians do both. They can do both. They can be employed temporarily by the police, but coroners are more specifically for the police.
Yeah, he works in the same line of work. As he always has. Nothing's changed.
Well, he's explaining the Final Destination movie.
We know. Everyone should know by now, seeing the exact same movie.
Yes, but we have the new rule.
Oh, what's the new rule?
You'll see. Just listen. Yep, so kill somebody, you take their place.
You know, I'll be honest, when I first heard that in the trailer, I thought it was maybe a beacon of hope in this shitstorm of Final Destination movies, of something finally being different.
Yeah, it kind of, but like, for me, having humans being an enemy kind of takes away from the thing.
Why has that never been mentioned before? And why is that a new rule? Has death gotten soft? No, he's like, fuck, I'm tired of going after these assholes that got away from me last time. Just how about this? If you kill someone, I'll let you go. All right?
I don't know.
So ridiculous.
How come this guy knows this rule? He's never seen it work in the past. Does he have a hotline to death?
Yeah, that's kind of the thing. Like, he's Tony Todd. He's, you know, death's right hand.
His whole part in the movies that he's been in, all of the Final Destination movies, have been absolutely ridiculous because he's the one that comes in to explain the plot when there's no reason for him to know the plot of the movie.
Yeah, he's death. He's death bottom bitch.
He's just got a hotline to death so that he can show up exactly on time to do his job.
Yeah, that's why he's the best coroner in the county. That's why he's the best coroner in the county. He's just like fucking. All right, so where's the next body gonna be? Oh, here. All right, I'll go there.
Yeah.
And now eyes.
Uh-oh, she's at the eye doctor.
Hey, that guy.
Who's that guy?
I've seen him in a lot of stuff, and I do like him.
The only thing bigger than her tits is her lips.
There's nothing dangerous about laser eye surgery.
Nothing at all.
Except maybe it's like...
Well, except, you know, the fact that it's a laser.
It's not...
Laser!
...to actually hurt your
eyes.
Wow,
really? They just tell you to dump off your glasses there?
Yep.
Like, even if you sell them to someone to change their prescription, you can make yourself some money and save them some.
Yeah, I would like to think that they probably donate those.
Yeah, you see, this is America.
I think they probably donate those. I believe there's a set up with places like this that do that.
And the thing is, the...
She's choking the fuck out of that bear.
It's so fine that it simply just shaves off a little tiny bit of the lens in your iris. It's not any more intense than that. It's so very subtle.
Well, there's gonna be something that, like, probably he probably, like, bumps the switch that turns it up to an 11.
You'll see.
That just, like, shoots through the earth, probably through the core.
They're not designed to go that high. It's not much more intense than a laser pointer.
Yeah, but again, this is an American eye laser.
Yeah, we gotta have kick-ass eye lasers here.
Yeah, this is an eye laser brought to you by Texas. Bigger's always better, so, you know, we got bigger amperage.
Yeah. There's a reason why those people wear belt buckles.
Yeah. Just up the wavelength, lower the frequency.
That does look creepy.
Yeah, that thing. Yeah, I watched an interview with her that she did with Attack of the Show, and saying, like, she had to do that, like, 5 or 6 times. Mm. Like, they had to film the scene 5 or 6 times, so, like, every single time they had to put that thing back in her eye.
Why don't they just knock her out first?
You have to be conscious for laser eye surgery.
Really?
Yeah.
It's because the muscles in your eyes, there's muscles in your eye that can change the shape of your iris. That's how you focus on different things, and you have to be awake for that.
Oh, man. Alright, yeah, this part's kind of creepy.
Yeah. This is actually
kind of... I wonder if they're going to show the part where they slice off the outer part of your eye, because they do that.
You'll see what happens. But like, I mean, like, just this lead up right here, it kind of reminds me of that one bit in Dead Space 2.
Oh, man! That part! That was tough. Come on, alright, we get it. It has something to do with her eyes. We don't need another little gimmick sign. I mean, first a little crack in the picture that pointed out that we all came together on her eye, and then now she's in an eye surgery place. We don't need her to rip the eyeball out of the fucking bear. We get it.
Yeah, you see, this movie is being marketed toward retards.
I guess.
And honestly, leaving the room, and he's not doing it right. They honestly have to shave a little bit of your eye partially off. They put it back on afterwards, and it just heals up instantly. I forget what layer it's called.
Yeah, drop some water in an electrical socket, which then causes the fucking power box and the thing to fucking spark out.
It's like that would ever happen in a million years.
That should not exceed 5 milliwatts.
How is that? Yeah.
Boop.
And so, when the power box alters, this super smart laser that can fix your eyes...
somehow turns itself on, I guess?
Decides to turn up.
It's not on yet.
He's going to come back in here, and he's not going to check on whatever that is.
Wait, why is that thing vibrating?
Oh, yeah. Why is that vibrating? Because it's so much power's going into.
And why does she just undo her head thing?
Yeah.
It'd be a lot easier than that.
That's so fucking gross. Why does it start and stop?
Because that's what it's meant to do, is small precision blasts.
Okay.
You just heard the scream now.
Now she said screaming? Come on!
No, she's been screaming the entire time. That's the first time it was audible.
Yeah.
Oh my god, are you kidding me?
Nope.
Oh, come on! That has to be, like, triple-plated window.
Yeah. And her eye fucking fell out.
Why?
Well, cause so they could roll it towards the camera in 3D. Oh, God, this is horrible!
3D movies!
Aren't you so glad I made you watch this?
No, I hate you for it. I want to stab you in the eye. And then run over it.
I'm glad I'm getting this over with.
You know how thick that window has to be? Let's be serious here.
Yeah, like, I think that should... Like, is it, like, tempered glass or something that they have?
It has to be, especially up that high. It would probably be illegal to have anything that was less strong than what it would take for, like, a tank to blast through.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
try running up against any window, and it won't break. They don't break that easily. Like, they just don't. You can throw something against a window and it will break.
Death weakened it.
Ugh.
Yes, for any stupid continuity thing, like, wait, that doesn't work. That death made it work like that.
Well, in the last movie, Death drove a truck, so...
Oh, yeah, it did.
Why not? Just, come on, be honest. Be like, Tony Todd came and said that if we kill people, we'll stay alive.
It's all Tony Todd. Why doesn't he point them towards Tony Todd, who's the creepy guy who seems to know everything?
Because Tony Todd makes them forget.
Because then Tony Todd would be in jail for the next movie.
Yeah.
I love how in the one scene, Tony Todd literally does the whole disappearing thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, this guy, he is a terrible FBI agent. He was like, I just want to know what's going on. We don't know. Take a guess. It's like, well, I don't know what the fuck's going on. You don't know what the fuck's going on. Take a wild stab at it.
And then he's like, are you, like, really? Really? That's what your explanation is? It's like,
yeah.
What the hell was the point in asking them to take a guess if they didn't know in the first place?
Mm-hmm. Well, why is he asking that? Why is he like, what's going on? Why is people around, you know, why is your friends dying? Like, I don't know, because they're stupid and they're accident-prone?
Yeah.
What kind of question is that?
It's like, well, the first one died because of shoddy craftsmanship. It's like the first one died because she's a dumbass. The second one died because of shoddy craftsmanship. And the third one died because that laser was not made for eye surgery.
Apparently it was made for war.
It wasn't even big
enough for a laser that could kill a person.
Yeah, like, it wasn't big enough to kill a person, it was big enough to blind a person.
It's funny, though, that, like, I've noticed the sequences with how people die in this are, hey, we're going to make you think it's going to be this way, all the way up to a point that something happens with this, but then something else real quick happens.
Yeah.
It leads
up to a really cool death. It leads up to a really cool death, and there's like, nope!
Yeah,
in the first one, there was maybe one geek out, and I would say that's with the teacher, mm-hmm. And it still was a really good death. It was just, like, so drawn out, and everything you saw still had something to do with it.
Yeah, it's like the knife falls into her, and then, like, okay, don't worry, you're going to be fine that the chair falls on it.
As it's later on, it's just like, yeah, let's have these quick, stupid deaths.
Mm-hmm.
With really long lead-ups and deke-outs. And every death in every movie, that's how it is now.
Yeah, it's actually kind of like the first one, like, with the train, where they save the first kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, he tries to get out. Yeah, He tries to get out, but then, like, he can't, and then gets, like, breaks the window, pulls him out, and, like, the piece of window, and the piece of, like, car just flies up and hits the guy and cuts his head off. That was awesome.
Yeah, there's, like, a little too much lead up to that with showing the piece of metal, and then, like, come on, get over here, and he's just standing there like, no! But, yeah, it was like, still cool.
I was like, he's dead, I'm next, it's gonna be me, snicked.
And the first movie only had that one quick death where the chick gets hit by the bus.
But that one was great.
Yeah, and that one did have a cool lead up to it. Like the guy looks at the window, sees a bus go by, but there is no bus on, but there is no bus in the actual street.
Yeah, and then it's just a quick death. And like, what made that so nice is that it was just like it was different.
Yeah, it was a quick lead up.
There was no lead up. It was unexpected. Just suddenly, bam.
Yeah, it was a quick death, but a quick lead up too.
Black guy's gonna save himself, right? Oh. Cut the wire. Cut the wire, dude. I won't care. Oh. Ah.
Yeah.
That looks like, what's his name?
That looks poorly composited.
So black guy doesn't have to worry anymore. Black guy lives.
Mm-hmm. You'll see, Will. You'll see.
Well, come on. That's what Tony Ted said. If you kill someone.
Mm-hmm.
And he did it in the most literal way possible. He put the person in the exact spot of how death was trying to kill him. Just like, he is literally taking my place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm Tom Cruise.
Yes. Listen,
Show me money!
He's like, listen, I wanted to be in Mission Impossible.
He looks creepily like Tom Cruise.
Yeah, that's kind of been the joke.
Well, okay, Tom Cruise, calm down.
Mm-hmm. Like, I love Katie Holmes!
You need to get him on a couch to jump around on.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
It's like Lord Zemo will not protect us this time.
Dude, like, is he related to Tom Cruise in some crazy way?
Not even kind of. Yeah, but he's also a musician. Like, he did, like, this really funny music video for, like, a promotion for Final Destination 5. And he also did a music video. It was like a cover of a Talking Heads song. And the entire video was him pretending to be, like, Christian Bale in American Psycho, and it was really good.
So why did the construction workers take his head off of there? Shouldn't the police do that?
No, you see, this universe police don't exist except for that one guy.
Yeah. There's only always one, and it's the one that's on the case, and he's never around on time.
Mm-hmm.
And he always asks stupid questions. Like, why did this happen?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's like, take a guess.
I mean, shouldn't the cop been asking the doctor at the eye place why that happened?
Yeah, shouldn't the doctor be asking, like, why were you not in the room monitoring the machine?
Yeah.
God damn it, Tom Cruise.
Oh. Yeah. That's kind of like Did You or Didn't You was kind of this movie's How to Get Burned.
Yeah. But maybe he was going to die in like 2 weeks. Then you're fucked. Someone that's going to get hit by that thing.
Oh, Dan Kushner, no.
Oh, man. That's who's next.
See, that's almost like the train scene of the first movie.
Yeah, it was like, who's next? Right. It was like, who's next? And then you sink.
Now the cop shows up and says, what's going on? What happened here?
He's like, take a guess. I don't care.
Be like, ask me anything about what happened here. Look around, you asshole.
Mm-hmm.
Kill her. She's gonna break up with you.
Yeah. It's like, stab or go to Paris.
Get a new girl.
Yeah, get a French girl. They're freaky.
Yeah. I believe the French are the ones that, like, invented blowjobs.
Yeah, they invented all the good sex stuff. Well, them and I think like the like people German. From like, no, like the dudes who are the Kama Sutra. Indians, I think.
I think that's like a Japanese or Chinese thing or something. Something
it's
Asian, I believe.
Indian.
Yeah, it's Indian.
Is it? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it was all written in like Sanskrit or something. Or some similar Middle Eastern language. Oh, 81. That is one number and one reverse away from being 180.
Okay. Flight 180.
Yep, that's the one that blew up.
Yep.
I am French, ho ho.
Tony Todd should have let people know in the first movie. Just kill someone else. Then what's her name would have had to have been in the rubber room.
Yeah. Allie Larder would have lived.
Ugh. They sure know how to make that stuff look unappetizing.
Get it. Everything's dangerous, but it's not his turn yet.
I know. He's like walked around the kitchen like four times over.
Yeah, like, he should know this, though. Like, he should know, like, oh, those other two guys are still alive. I'm fine.
Well, who's... Do we know who's supposed to be next? Because Tom Cruise... Actually, the chick never dies.
Yeah, it's Tom Cruise who's supposed to be next.
Oh, you're right. But the chick doesn't die, so...
Nope. What the hell is that thing?
A meat pulverizer, I guess. I've never worked in a restaurant that had one of those.
I've never worked in a restaurant. Yeah, that guy is not French at all. Like, I've seen him in movies before. He's not
he
French.
Does, I don't recognize him at all, but his French sounds fake. Like, horribly fake.
Mm-hmm. It's like, I am Pippi LePew.
He always has a confused look on his face. Mm-hmm. Like, who am I?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Like, yeah, like, actually, in that sign, you can take out Le Café M-I-R, and you have 180.
You look at you.
Look at me, I'm seeing signs.
You are.
Signs, everywhere there are signs.
Sign says long hair hippies, no need apply.
Oh, fucking hippies.
So I tucked my hair up underneath my hat and said, hey, what gives you the right?
Fucking hippies. Fucking hate hippies.
Yeah,
I'm
fuck
like,
hippies. Yeah,
I like Cartman.
That's creepy.
It's like,
I'm gonna interrupt your romanticness because I'm a douchebag. Yeah.
I'm gonna.
Why do you have to light the candles on every table?
Because that's romantic, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm not really an expert on romance, so I don't know, but I'm guessing. You know, based on research.
Well. Bovi has a girlfriend. Why don't you tell us how romance works?
Yeah, Bovi, come on, dude. Or is your romance just like put on the Akatsuki coat and jump out of the closet?
Do you know our first Valentine's Day was spent at an all-nighter at Elan? Yeah, that's what my relationship's like, so don't ask me about romantic.
Yeah.
For him, it's like, it's not candles, it's how many TVs I can get to play Zelda at the same time.
Yeah. It's like, oh yeah, baby, I got you a speed run of the Minish Cap.
Look at him chug that down.
And they're gonna get you some signed cop. I get you some. I get you some like Tonka Bonds of bleach signed by TJ Kubo.
Well, he did get me something awesome for Christmas. a handheld emulator. The old school consoles. Meaning I can get all the old Zelda games on there.
There's actually this one thing that I saw. It was called a Superboy or something. It was like a SNES controller, but it could actually play SNES cartridges on it.
Yeah, I have one. It has an automatic cartridge in it, though.
Yeah,
it has 20,000 games on it, but most of them are just separate levels, so you don't have to play Mario, go through every single freaking level to get to, like, the later ones.
Hey, I don't want to kill your guys' conversation, but,
Yeah, movie. I was about to say that. Don't worry.
It's boring.
I assume he's talking about killing someone.
Yep.
I would have no qualms with killing someone to stay alive. Mm. I would push that bitch out in front of that car, get in the car, and then just run over her repeatedly.
Yeah.
Push her in front of the car.
Just, whoops, sorry.
The semi, even better.
Yeah. Less evidence.
Do you think that's a garbage truck?
What did you do? I want to know. Do it. Aww. Fucker. How do you know she doesn't?
Yeah, probably you know she could be like a rapist or something.
Yeah. You could be rid of the world of a horrible person. Mm-hmm.
You notice how he doesn't mention Isaac, the guy on the massage table.
Yeah, I think
he totally deserved to die.
Yeah, like, he was a fucking cunt. Because she's fast.
Whoa, where did that come from?
So of all the people you could kill, you decide to kill your best friend's girlfriend?
Yeah, that's so ridiculous.
Why not kill a fucking crack dealer if you want to kill someone who deserves to die?
Why not kill him?
Shots fired when he didn't shoot the gun.
But he did shoot the gun.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he pushed the table. Yeah, like he pushed the table back, and yeah, like he's like pulls the gun, and then Sam flips the table, and then as he flips the table, it hits the gun. The gun goes off.
I guess I missed the gun going off.
He's the clone of Tom Cruise. No one knows. At a young age, he had a lot of money, so he got a clone.
Yeah, the DNA was just like slightly deteriorated, so he looks slightly different.
Like I would go. Let's go watch. Fuck. Yeah.
So I'm just wondering something. If someone who is meant to die kills someone else who is meant to die, does that mean that he takes their place in the order?
It wouldn't happen, I don't think.
Remember, it's death won't let them die out of the order.
Yeah, but that happened in 4, so I don't count that as canon.
Why is he turning all this shit on?
Because fire's everywhere. That's a semi-auto. He shouldn't need to cock it. You see, like, Miles Fisher, the Tom Cruise clone, is not a bad actor. But he is bad in this movie.
This everything about this movie is bad.
Mm-hmm. We look cutlery. I'll grab myself a fondue fork.
Yeah, this is so stupid. I don't know why he's... Oh, man, he could go after anyone else.
Yeah, because she survived the initial disaster, she should die?
Yeah, his whole thing was like, why should you get to live?
Yeah,
she
moves fast.
What's going on? He's lost once again. Hey, problem solved. You killed someone. There you go. The three of you can go on living happily ever after. Start the credits, guys. Yeah, that's the point.
Like, does here...
Shoot him a bit. Shoot him. Shoot him more.
Oh, come on. God!
They're supposed to be friends.
Sweet one. One, two, three, four. Okay, that was good. That was the right number of shots.
I'm going to have to get a hold of Mythbusters about guns being on fire.
So if Tom Cruise's clone dies now, he gets the life that he took from the black guy.
Yep.
That's the point, I think.
Oh, man. That should have knocked his head off according to the rules of physics and biology.
Yes. But you know what? One thing I will say for this movie, that new rule did make it different.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah. Sure, yeah.
It changed things up slightly.
It turned this guy into a homicidal maniac.
Yeah.
Who's willing to kill his own best friends.
Yeah.
After he already killed someone to get his spot.
I think he just never liked... I think he just never liked that woman. It's like, dude, she's a bitch. Just leave her alone. Like, you know, like he tried to convince her not... Like, he tried to convince Sam not to hook up with her.
She had a shield right there. She passed by that Tupperware container.
Well, she's not Captain America, is she?
Snicked bub.
You have been rotisseried.
Yes.
Alright, who gets shot by the gun?
You'll
see.
He
still goes to jail for that.
No, self-defense.
Yeah.
No, the cop comes back to life. It's like, what's going on here?
Actually, it is. It's on a, also, you have to realize that in America, you're able to use a lot more force than you are in Canada.
Yeah.
You're going by the Canadian Criminal Code.
I believe in America, this is totally...
No one gets shot with a gun.
This is totally hearsay, but I believe you have to be... A predator has to be within 4 feet of your building or house or whatever with weapon in hand before you can physically kill them.
There are a couple states where you can shoot any intruder on your property, and in some of them it's legal to shoot the intruder in the back.
And Texas is probably one of them, so they're a gun-loving place.
Wait, watch.
Surprise prequel. Fuck me.
So I was just wondering, did they reshoot that, or did they just, like, have a different camera angle on that original scene?
I don't know. But this makes me wonder. Tony Todd seemed to know everything and said he'd seen this before, and he was able to spout these new rules that he never mentions in the first movie.
Yeah! He has new rules! That, like, apparently become... Damn it, you're right. That's, like, now... That's actually technically an old rule.
Belay Airlines Flight 180, May 13, 2000. See, it wasn't the 90s. It was 2000. And now...
I think you're wrong. I think it's still 1994.
So I have no idea what happens on this flight.
This is the beginning... That flight is the disaster that starts the first movie.
Yes, this is the beginning of Final Destination 1.
Yeah. The people you saw fighting, getting off the plane, they're the ones who survive this disaster.
Yeah, like the kid who was the second kid to be pulled off. Oh, look, that ad. We have, like, that second kid to be pulled off. He was the one who had the vision, but then the guy with the white shirt, he was, like, the bully.
Yeah. No. Just kiss each other and be stupid.
But she wasn't supposed to die, was she?
She wasn't supposed to die in that.
Not there.
Yeah, not there.
Whatever, it's all bullshit.
How are they not just... Yeah, okay. One person flies out of their seat when the hole gets next to him like he was the only one?
The fasten seatbelt sign was on. They may have had their seatbelts on.
Yeah, that guy did because he was an asshole.
Yo. This is probably the only interesting death scene in the whole movie. Because it ties in at least with the first movie.
Yeah. And that first movie was fucking awesome.
So, the only guy to survive was the black guy.
You'll see.
Oh, please. Don't tell me it kills them all off for absolutely no reason.
Is this happening while his buddy's blowing up in the air?
Yeah, listen.
Oh, Jesus. Kill that guy. I would smash my bottle on the... Oh, the airplane falls on it, right?
The wheel. Now count down. Now go through every single death from the first four movies.
I can dig that.
That's four?
And I love this song, so...
Yeah.
One,
three.
Some AC/DC?
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? I would rather watch this than any of the actual movies.
Yeah!
Yeah. It's actually great, like, screened, this movie website I go to a lot. They did, like, they do this feature a lot called Here's What You Missed. And they just, like, did a run-through of every single death from all four Final Destination movies leading up to the release of Final Destination 5.
Yeah.
That death was fucking stupid. Like, the one with, like, the pool.
Yeah.
Production isn't that great.
Yeah. You got it. I got my eye on you.
He hated that death.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah, Sean William Scott.
This has a weird look to it, kind of like Grindhouse.
I think that's what they were going for this one.
Probably, yeah.
It's like Final Destination has kind of become a thing. Yeah. Tony Todd! The only guy to survive being in one of these movies.
I'm actually surprised they didn't toss any nudity in this movie.
Yeah, a little bit.
All the other four.
Yeah, no
shit. First
one,
it was just, you know, the main guy looking at a porno mag, but...
Yeah, but the second one, did they have nudity in the second one?
I don't know.
The third one had boobs and burn.
The third one had boobs, I saw that, but the fourth one didn't have any nudity.
The fourth one had nudity and had a sex scene in 3D!
I don't remember that.
How do you not remember a sex scene?
Yeah, I do not remember a single sex scene in Final Destination 4. Or the Final Destination.
It's so 4 is the Final Destination.
Yeah, 4 is the Final Destination.
It's the douchebag right before he shits out his colon.
Oh, right, yeah, that. I completely forgot about that.
Alright, so the sixth Final Destination is going to be something that leads up to some douchebag in the car behind the bus that falls off the bridge, right?
Yeah, no, the sixth one is going to be how Tony Todd became so knowledgeable.
Yeah. It's going to show him making his deal with death.
Yeah, it's like gets to the very end, it turns out he kills 27 people.
No, the sixth one's just going to be Tony Todd reading the scripts to the Final Destination movies, just sitting at a table.
No, just like...
I'm going to come up with a backstory for Tony Todd. I'll tell you guys once I'm done.
No, the sixth one is just going to be Tony Todd sitting there for an hour and a half. Not doing anything, just sitting in a chair staring at you for an hour and a half.
Of Tony Todd's character, actually. No, it's going to be Tony Todd, not the character, specifically Tony Todd.
Yeah, just Tony Todd is going to be sitting there staring at you. Maybe eating some chicken wings.
He's gonna nod slightly. That glint in his eye, just like.
Yes. And then he's gonna, there's more at the end. He's gonna stand up and move, and then some guy's gonna come sit down in the chair. That the chair's gonna explode. And it turns out Tony Todd was actually deaf the entire time.
No, I'm totally writing a backstory for that character. I'll post it to the site and everything.
Okay, do it, dude. Dark thoughts. The true origins of Tony Todd's character from Father's Nation coming soon from Bobby Wan. Yes. Catering brought to you by TV Dinners.
Really? Wow, that's been the shittiest catering of any movie production I've ever seen.
Okay, so all the 3D artists, you all suck.
Well, no, blame the 2D artists. There's less of them.
The 3D was janky as shit. Visual effects by Coast Visual Effects. Fuck you, too. God, it was so bad. All the
Score coordinators? You're not too bad.
Yeah, the thing was pretty good. Okay, Sean's going to be right back. I mean, Jack's going to be right back. Okay.
Oh, you dropped a real name, too.
Damn it.
Who's going to be next? Probably not me.
Yeah, sure, I won't drop a real name, Corbin.
Fuck yourself, Richard.
You don't know my name.
To the internet. So, let me just... I will find it.
Find what?
Your real name.
Don't you dare!
I will find it.
No. Mm-hmm. Don't you dare. Seriously. I don't tell my name to anyone. If you say my name, I will never come on one of these again, and I will stop researching how to make websites. I'm serious.
Yeah. Oh, well, it's too much work to find your name.
So, yeah, that was Final Destination 5.
Yeah, it's still terrible.
It's horrible. But I am going to do that backstory for Tony Todd, which I've got some interesting ideas. It's going to involve a deal with death.
Yes. Involve a deal with death, possibly a poker game. maybe some science.
What'd I miss?
Me searching, like, me... unsuccessfully searching for Ninja Kitty's real name. I will find it.
I don't care if you find it, you just don't say it.
Okay, so, yeah, Final Destination 5, it is still a stammeringly awful pile of bullshit.
Oh, yeah. Beginning to end.
No, the beginning of the end was Final Destination 4. No, actually, it was 2.
What?
The beginning of the end was Final Destination 2.
I think you said beginning of this? To end.
Yeah.
Oh, the beginning to, oh, I thought you said something else, buddy. Yeah, that movie was just, oh god, it was so, so bad. And Miles Fisher, man, I used to like you. You used to be cool, man. What happened?
What, a duck just walked into someone's room?
No, my chair squeaks.
What
There's
happened?
A duck living in your chair.
Duck chair.
He eat crackers. Just like put a cracker under the chair once in a while.
He feeds it Cool Ranch Doritos.
Yes, I feed my chair Cool Ranch Doritos.
Oh no!
Oh no!
Oh my god! I'm going to make a design out of that.
I feed my chair Cool Ranch Doritos.
No, it's going to be a chair that says quack with a bag of Cool Ranch Doritos beside it.
Oh, God. So, yeah, people, stay tuned for that shirt. Okay, so according to the schedule we're going by, tomorrow we should be watching the Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers, but I'm going to see if I can talk to Punchatron to see if I can get him to change that movie. Because I do not want to watch that movie.
I already downloaded it.
Too bad. See if you can get him to do a different movie. He's not even going to be here for it.
Yeah, he's not even going to be here for it. So, yeah.
Can we replace him somehow?
I don't know. James might be willing to come on a few more times.
Yeah, talk to James.
Yeah, well, okay, folks, so be sure to come back tomorrow for another sequel. And you can follow us on Twitter, at DeathStoreProds for the site, at Deadman_DBProds, at FuckShacks, and at Bobiwan. We're on Facebook, we're on Google+, we're on iTunes. Leave us some reviews, let us know what you think. This is going to be going up on iTunes in the movies feed. So yeah, just Rocket Hub donate some money, audibletrial.com/deathstoreprods, free 2 weeks and a free book. Busted Tees, grab some shirts. ddprods.spreadshirt.com, grab some more shirts. This thing just keeps getting longer and longer and longer. I feel like by like 2012, it'll be just like half the podcast will just be me pimping our shit.
Yeah.
We're brought to you by this, and this. We have this, and this. Give us money. Okay, well, be sure to come back tomorrow for more awesome Let's Watches. So, until then, I'm Dead.
I'm Obi-Wan.
I'm Ninja Kitty.
I'm Shax, and I would kill Dead Man if it means I cheat death.
Well, I'd kill you too, buddy.